Good morning, all. We're going to read Psalm 124 in our Bible, page number 623. Psalm 124, a song of ascents of David. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken. We have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to hear from you through this Psalm 124. Father, please speak to us and help us to understand and apply in our lives and bring glory to your holy name. Amen. Today is the last Sunday of 2023. Am I right? Yes. God willing, just over 12 hours, we will enter 2024. When we start or finish something, we may be excited, frightened, or worried. As we are at the end of 2023, you might reflect on this year and have some joyous occasions to remember and maybe some regrets. This psalm encourages to count blessings. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. As you see, the psalm is titled A Song of Ascents of David. There are 15 psalms under the heading A Song of Ascents, and four of which is written by David, and one of which was written by Solomon. What is a Song of Ascents? If you look at with me, the couple of psalms before, Psalm 122:4. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. So they make pilgrims to give thanks to the Lord for past help they have received. So this is written by David, the Psalm of Ascents. This psalm describes the great blessings of having the Lord on our side. The psalm is a call to praise and trust the God who has saved his people and who continues to be their help. The psalm David is recounting the way God has rescued Israel from danger. When they were sure to be overcome, God delivered them. When they couldn't save themselves, God saved them. This is our story too. We were born into sin, but God, through Jesus, he made a way for us to be saved. And for those of us who have been rescued by him, this psalm should help us to grow in praise, gratitude, and trust in God. So, I would like to draw 3 points from this psalm. The first one, count your blessings by acknowledging the Lord's help with gratitude. Look at with me first 2 verses. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side, when people attacked us. Have you noticed that the psalmist starting, if the Lord had not been on our side? The if comes twice, and the phrase, if the Lord had not been on our side. That is then emphasize the importance of this thought. This suggests that we might have, what might have happened if not for God. Have you ever thought about that if the Lord had not been with us, where would we be? At the end of 2023, by God's grace, the way he has provided and protected, we are here. If the Lord had not been our side, we would have been destroyed. If the Lord had not been with us, we would not be here. But thank God we are here. He kept us safe, and he protected us, and he provided for us. And the psalm continues to saying that if the Lord had not been our side, the way he protected us from the dangers, the situations, you see the way he poetically written that three verses, 3, 4, 5. They would have swallowed us alive when their anger flared against us. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. You see, he's not literally saying the flood came or the raging waters came, but he's saying we have been through that situation. The people of Israel, they had been in that situation, but God graciously rescued them. The God graciously provided the way out of it. If the Lord had not been our side, that's why the psalmist is thinking the past and giving thanks to God. You remember December 20, 2004, something happened in this world. Tsunami, you're right. Sri Lanka was affected, and other countries also, Indonesia and part of India as well. What happened in the tsunami swept us away. People killed. That kind of imagery is using it. But the Lord had been with us. That's why we are here. Sometimes we forget how bad things would be if God were not on our side. What if God had not saved us? What if Christ had not died for us? What if we were still slaves to sin? What if God hadn't helped us when our enemies turned against us and sought to ruin us? If the Lord had not been on our side, it would be all over. But it's not all over. We survived in the many dangers, and praise God, we are still here. You may have come through many situations. Think about January 1st. Think about December 31st. So many days. 365. How God had been with us. He hasn't left us alone. He has provided and he has protected us. If the Lord had not been on our side. It's a challenging phrase, isn't it? If the Lord had not been on our side. But praise God, the Lord has been on our side. That's the second part, coming to verse 6 and 7. Count your blessings by praising the Lord for what he has done. Look at with me verses 6 and 7. Praise be to the Lord who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Here, the psalmist using the word torn by their teeth. Before he used sort of waters and flood, here he is using sort of teeth. It's like a wild animal thing. But praise be to God, he has not let us be torn. He has protected us. There are many things around us in our life we had been through, but God has protected us. He hasn't let us to be torn by the enemies, but he protected us. In these two verses, you will notice that what might have happened in the previous five verses, now what actually did happen. God has protected us. You see in Isaiah 43 verse 2, the promise God has given, when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. You see, God has been with us. Count your blessing. In this psalm, Psalm 121, you see how God has protected. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. You see, the God's protection, the way he has been with us up until now. The psalm says, if the Lord had given us up, here is how bad it would be. But praise the Lord, he has not left us in the hands of the wicked, those who hate God. He has not given us up to be torn by their teeth. He is on our side. Look at verse 7. The phrase escape and snare come twice, isn't it? We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. You see, we have escaped. Do you have any experience being escaped from anything? Narrowly escaped. Sometimes we use that word. Narrowly escaped, you know. Yeah. I remember that when I drove from Switzerland back to UK, I would say I was narrowly escaped because two lanes merging into one lane. It was a road 100 kilometers. I didn't realize there was a big lorry. I can't stop it to go behind. I need to go faster and take over. Thank God, I narrowly escaped. But in your life, you may have situations like that. Narrowly escaped. But the God will provide the way. You see, you may have many trials and temptation in this year. You know what God has said? In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. The God will always provide the way out. Sometimes we think, oh, it's all over my head. I can't move my head around. I've had enough. But don't think like that. But God said, He is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Because sometimes He allows trials and temptation to strengthen us, our faith, to walk in His path alone. The Lord is our helper. He helps us in any situation we may face. You remember what God has said? If God is for us, who can be against us? That's why we are here. We face many problems, trials. But if God is for us, who can be against us? That's why we have overcome by God's grace and we are here. Count your blessing. Finally, count your blessings by recognizing who our Lord is. Look at with me, verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord. When you receive blessings or the way God has led you, what do you normally think about? Where does that help come from? From person, people, the society, the government? But we are reminded our help is in the name of the Lord, who is our Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The maker of heaven and earth. We are special. We are created by the maker of heaven and earth. Our help is from the supreme being, the supreme power, the supreme judge. You know our verse of the year, Nigel just mentioned, Psalm 121:2. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Where we get our help comes from the Lord. The Lord has helped us. We didn't get any help. We sometimes think, I help myself. I'm clever. I know what I should be doing. Oh, I have been given that ability. Oh, I have good relationships and friendships. Oh, I have enough money in the bank. That's where I get help from. No, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. As we end 2023, count your blessing. Count your blessing. There is a hymn, an old hymn, Count Your Blessing. Have you ever heard about that? Count your blessing. This is a little frame in our house. We have it. Time to time, we look at it and read it. I know the singing it a little bit off for me, but I read it through. Count your blessing. So I would like to read a few verses here. But if you want, you can take a photo or you can Google it. You can get this song and you can have it at your place. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. It's a wonderful reminder to finish this year. Count your blessings. So count your blessings by acknowledging the Lord's help with gratitude. Count your blessings by praising the Lord for what he has done. Count your blessings by recognizing who our Lord is. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, if you had not been on our side, where we would be. Father, we praise you, we thank you. You have been with us. You haven't neglected us. You haven't forsaken us. You have been with us mightily, Lord. You have brought us this far. Lord, we are counting your blessings. We are thanking you. We are praising you, Father. You have not let us to be torn by their teeth. We praise you, Lord. Help us to be grateful. Help us to be thankful for what you have done. Amen.